Welcome in to another edition of the Stingers Up, Sacramento State Football Podcast, Episode 2. Last week, we looked at the offense and the special teams from the offensive coaches and special teams coaches. Today, we lock in on the defense, and we're going to hear from the defensive coaches and the head coach, Andy Thompson, who's overseeing the defense again as the defensive coordinator, head coach, and also the nickel backs coach. So we'll do that. Also, a little prep for the first game of the year coming up Thursday, Thibodaux, Louisiana. The Hornets go to face Nickel State. First ever matchup between the two schools. Hornets come in preseason ranked number 10 as they travel to Nickel State, who was 3-8 last year. All right, but let's jump into it. We had a good preview of the upcoming season with the offensive coaches. Let's start. We're kind of work our way from the line of scrimmage to the back end of the defense. We'll start with veteran defensive line coach Craig Paulson as he's back with the Hornet program again. And here's my conversation with the coach.
Here with defensive line coach, Coach Paulson. Coach, everybody seems to be, like I've talked to all the coaches, everybody really is happy with their group. How do you feel about the guys that are going to be attacking the quarterback, stopping the run, rushing after the pass, or all that kind of thing?
Yeah, Jason, I feel good. I think it starts with, in our group, we've got some veteran leadership. The new weight room guy, Morris, has been fantastic. The kids spend the summer here. They don't really ever forget their plays. That's a huge part of football in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. They don't forget what they're doing. It's not like the old days of fall camp where you have to dust off the playbook again. Mm-hmm. So that way, with the physical staying in shape, that part checked off, that box checked off, and the fact that they have a pretty good idea what they're doing, you can go into practice one a lot further along than you could in the old days.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced at the jump.
Yeah.
And then you play against our offense every day, which is super multiple, and it gives you a lot of looks that you're able to go back, look at it on film, correct it. The scoreboard's not on yet. So maybe that's one of the biggest things is just when you're competing against each other, mm-hmm. that gives you the feeling like you're ready.
Has it always, like when I think about your defensive lines, I think about I'm never one guy. It's never two. It's never four. Like you're 6, 8, 10 deep and you're getting it. It could be a senior. It could be a freshman. It seems like you're not afraid to play anybody as long as they're getting the job done.
Exactly. It's the beauty of the room. I mean, you can be highly motivated in there if you're in your turns.
Yeah.
If you're good enough and your tape will show it in practice and if you've earned those turns, then we're going to play you.
Mm-hmm.
The only deal is like we get inside a critical, like a short yardage deal or inside the 5-yard line, you're going to find our starters in there because starting still matters.
Yeah.
I want the guys to compete for starting because that still matters. That means they're doing it right, you know, quote unquote, all the time. That's mm-hmm. you still have to have your starters. It's not a perfect world where everybody gets the same amount of reps.
Yeah.
But the flip side is, you can get a lot of reps in. Even the kids that got 4 games and can redshirt, if you're able to show through practice film that you can help us play, we'll get you out there.
What, in your mind, then makes guys like Tyler Hardiman, Xavier Williams, Brandon Knott, Stanley, Lynch, guys who played a lot of football here, what makes them, what's good about them? Why are they getting these reps?
Well, I think it starts with the, like when they first walked in the room, the older guys knew that part of the obligation was to pass it on. Mm. The knowledge, and it was their job as a young guy to soak it in and not keep making mistakes over and over. So now they're in the point where they're helping to pass it on. And it's amazing. If you're a player and you'll feed a kid some information, it's actually helping you too mm-hmm. talk about it. It's not just the new guy. So it's not a warm and fuzzy thing. It's a fact. And so when you're in a room where you can play a lot of guys, and we have a couple guys that play multiple positions, they all understand the fact that they're going to get reps and the fact that they need more players than just 4 to play. So it makes it unique. I think we're kind of like wideouts.
Mm.
If you got a bunch and a bunch can play, as long as if they can play,
mm-hmm.
then it's your powers and your numbers.
When you were at Montana, whether you were playing or coaching all those years of very successful teams, did you notice as maybe it's had to start somewhere and then it really snowballed and it kept going? You guys started somewhere here from a tough spot to winning a first league title to a second to a third. Has recruiting, has talent, has not the job easier, but like, are more people wanting to become Hornets?
Well, for sure. I think that the parallels up there and here are your radius.
Mm.
If you can get within 5 hours of where your university is and they want to stay and play, you got a leg up there. And that's the same thing we did up there if you're from Montana. So it's about the player, but then our job is to get them here and get them to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole thing where it's like the kids know we're not trying to take the credit. They're the ones out there doing it. We want the results, and we're our job is part of helping them get the results. So yeah, all of the above. It's each team's new. You don't get to re-sign them, but just with the fact that they know that the ceiling is higher and all those things help to get you, you know, repeats. It's the age-old question: is it harder to get good or stay good? You can look at it both ways. You're trying to keep the drama out and the peaks and valleys out, and but ultimately, without a doubt, you got to have guys. And the city of Sacramento, the greater surrounding areas, always had guys, and hopefully, we're giving them a reason to stay.
I'm fascinated about that getting good to staying good because it has got to be a challenge to both. I've done this long enough where I dreamt about the Hornets being good, but I couldn't see it. It wasn't happening. And I'm sure when you're at Montana, you're just locked in on everything Montana. But did you ever think, even when you took this job to where you are now, that this, I'm sure you dreamt of it, but like it's pretty amazing what you guys have just pulled off the last 3 years.
Yeah, no, they're once again, playing against Sacramento State. There's always been really good players in this area. Matter of fact, we had a bunch of them at Montana. We'll try and get them. So to answer your question, I don't know. I always knew that there was guys here. Mm-hmm. I just fortunate to become part of another, you know, very good coaching staff because that was the key at Montana. We had a lot of good. It wasn't one guy. It was a bunch of guys pulling in the same direction. And then obviously you got to have good kid. You got to.
Yeah.
I mean, we only play 55 games. In their whole career, 11 times 5, right? But we're going to be together for 1,200 days. So got to make sure they're going to school. You want guys that you don't have to wait, you know, hold their hand. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot to it other than just playing in the college environment, which is awesome. Thankfully, it's not the NFL that way. So they got to do more. They got to go to school. They got to be a good dude, and they got to be good at their skills as a football player. So I love this time in their life. I wouldn't trade it for anything being a college coach. So all the above. Like I said, you never know what it takes, and each year is different. So we've got to get out there again this year and prove it.
All right, so the last thing about that, trying to prove it, whether you're playing three down linemen, four, five, whatever you might be doing, there's more. There's linebackers, there's nickels, there's corners. As you've seen the totality of the defense, what do you think about the defense this year?
Well, I think it's good. I think that it's all based on what you have to defend. It's where the offense is going with what they're doing on the what they call the RPO, the run-pass options on every play. Everybody's got to do their job. And over the years, things have changed in football, but yet they've stayed the same. They're still going to try and run the ball directly downhill and throw it to the outside, which used to be the dive, the peep, the keep, and the pitch. It's still that same concept. So you have to, I think you have to be more athletic at different spots, but that's just what the game has progressed to. So yeah, I think we got guys, a lot of good guys in a lot of spots, and every play, it's never really just this one position. It's all 11. They got to do their job in order to get offenses stopped today. But I think they were saying that 40 years ago, too.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, we feel good about the group. Like I said, the core of what happened the summer, they stayed here. They went to school, had a great summer in the classroom. And then the weight room people have been just fantastic.
So yeah, I'm sure at this point you're anxious to Nickel State and on Commerce and all that just to hit someone else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But keep going back to every team I've been on, we've always had great offenses to prepare against each day, and we could go inside and watch the film, and the scoreboard wasn't on. And so it's not been that way this fall. So that's, is that the whole piece? No, but it's a really good piece when you're going against people that are that good, and you get a chance to correct some things and get out there before the first Saturday or Thursday in this case. So
all right, also working with the defensive linemen this year, there's kind of an extra coach up front, Jason Slowey, new to the program. He's working with the edge rushers and tightly with Craig Paulson there on the overall defensive line, but had a chance to introduce myself to one of the new Hornet coaches of the defense, and here's that chat with Jason Slowey.
So spending a few moments with another new Hornets coach, Jason Slowey, who comes to Sacramento. Staying West Coast, huh, from Oregon. How's Sacramento treating you?
That's awesome. I lived in Northern California for 2 years. I was down in the Bay Area when I played for a little bit, so it's good to be back. You know, so
how did the connection happen? I know Coach Tom, all you coaches have such a pipeline of people, but how did you end up as a Hornet?
Yeah, so one of the coaches, one of our mutual friends, Coach Stacy Collins at Penn State. He's a Western Oregon alumni, so him and Coach Thompson have a connection from coming up through the ranks, and he was suggested me when they had a spot open and got me in front of coach, and now I'm here. So, yeah.
Your early thoughts on the program, the school, the community, just kind of your, you know, it's new for you, even though you said you spent some time in Northern California. What do you think of Sacramento?
Community's awesome. Everyone's been really supportive since I've showed up. You can tell that everyone's really excited about the upcoming season, all the success we've had here in the past. And, you know, the players work incredibly hard. They're here all summer grinding, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do on the field this year.
I know you work closely with Coach Paulson, the overall D-line, but you're kind of responsible for the edge rushers, kind of that, you know, passing defense attack, I guess, let's say. A couple guys Hornet fans know and may learn more about, but let's start with one of your guys I know you're excited about is Deshaun Lynch. What do you think he brings to that Hornet kind of rushing attack defensively?
I mean, Deshaun's an incredible athlete for his size. Converted basketball player out of high school, went locally to Folsom High School out of here. He's got a great smile. He's really fun to be around. Relentless pass rusher, but physical in the run game too. So excited to see him kind of take a step this year, hopefully, and help us quite a bit out there. So
a lot of guys over their time sometimes change positions out of need, necessity, or just a better fit. You guys have moved Kobe Weeks to this spot. I know we'll see him play quite a bit. What did you see in him?
Man, Kobe's been great. I mean, obviously moving from offense to defense, it's something he hasn't done, I think, since high school. Played some of that stuff, but man, knows the playbook probably better than anybody. One of the best motor guys we have in our program, not just in our defense, and he's definitely going to contribute defensively and special teams for us all season. He's done a great job.
A guy that Hornets also get to know, Josh Casciola, has made some plays in camp so far. What are the expectations for him?
Josh is great. He's new to us out of Fresno City College. Really hardworking young man. Just really... really talented pass rusher. He's probably got the best true natural pass rushing ability. He can really go, and I think as he kind of gets more familiar with our scheme and more comfortable in our defense, you'll see him shine more and more. But, I mean, just getting him out there, his natural ability is really going to show early.
What makes a great pass rusher?
You know, anticipation of the snap count, of course. You got to be able to have a great blend of speed to power. And then for us, we're reading everything on the run, so you got to be able to, you know, take those cues, convert them into the correct movement, whether that be, again, a speed to power move, and then have, you know, good hands. So work a lot on hands, whether that be finesse or power. So we feel like the guys have some tools in their toolbox.
Do you set a number, a goal, a target for hurries, pressures, sacks, or is it just, you know, just get after it?
No, never. It's defense is the ultimate team element of football. So for us, we're just trying to play as hard as we can on every single play. We have a full stable of guys. We're going to rotate quite a bit. We feel good about having 10 different guys out there at any time in our room. So go until you can't go anymore. Come out, get a break, and let's do it again, and good things will happen.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Sacramento.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
Another wrinkle to the 2023 Sacramento State Hornet defense will be a new linebackers coach. Andy Thompson had been the linebackers coach and the defensive coordinator, but Coach was telling me, and you're going to hear the conversation coming up, he felt it was really important to hire a linebackers coach who could really coach that group in-game on the sideline, while Andy Thompson is also locked in on game management and the offense when the defense is off the field. So, a little wrinkle, but a good wrinkle here. So here's another chance to meet another new Hornet coach. And to preview the linebackers, here's A.J. Cooper.
All right, spending a few moments with linebackers coach, new to the program, A.J. Cooper. First off, welcome to Sacramento. How's it been for you so far?
Oh, man, Sac's been nothing but love ever since I've been here. You know what I mean? A lot of my teammates from college are from this area, so it became home pretty fast. And, you know, Sacramento State has welcomed me with open arms, so couldn't be more grateful to be here.
When you were playing, did you know you wanted to be a coach? How'd you get the coaching bug?
Just kind of my leadership style. That's what it became initially. My teammates saw it in me first. But my dad is a college coach as well. So I just thought that's what my leadership style was. I obviously want to stay around the game. And I'd rather work for a head coach than a CEO. So that's just what my mentality was. Mm.
So how did you get here? Obviously, coaches are such networking, and Coach Thompson, how did he land you?
Just relationship building, really. Spent at Oregon State. The offensive coordinator there is good friends with Andy Thompson, was able to build relationships on the other side of the ball, just doing my job and letting my work speak for itself, and got some recommendations and, you know, interviewed and was able to develop my skill set and, you know, just learning football along the way, and you know, the opportunity presented itself, and I took full advantage. So I'm grateful to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. You got a good group. I know it makes coaches happy to have a lot of experience. You got a lot in that linebacker room. Tell us, Hornet fans, what to expect this year from your group.
I think you expect an experienced group that'll be super exciting. They've improved their leadership. Obviously, these guys have been productive, but they've worked on their individual development for the greater good of the Hornets. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see these guys go out there and put on a show all the way. You know, I feel like I'm five, six deep. You know what I mean? We don't have a weakest link. All these guys are developed and put in the work to improve, and I'm comfortable putting any of those guys out there. But having 3 6-year seniors obviously makes my job easy, and those guys have improved from being great players that they already have been, but I've taken the initiative to continue to grow, to lead the team, and, you know, I expect them to do great things just from their work, so it'll prove itself.
I know we haven't had any games yet, but how will your philosophy be, you know, if Bailey and Mather are coming off the field and they're seeing something, maybe you're not, or vice versa? Like, how's that communication go in-game?
I fully trust those guys, and, you know, I make an emphasis of that of, you know, let's be honest with our mistakes, and let's be honest with when things are going well. So being able to communicate those things, and those guys have seen a lot of ball. So helping them understand the defense more, understanding what we're trying to do with our game plan, having great talk on the sideline so that way we can make mistakes on the run or make corrections on the run, excuse me. I fully trust those guys, but that's where the development comes in and the experience is. Their coaches on the field, their reflection of me, not only myself but Coach Thompson, and they'll do a great job at that. So that's what we talk about. Let's come to the sideline. Let's talk about it. Let's go out there and attack it again.
Such a difficult position. There's a lot of demands at linebacker. Strength of the group, speed, tackling. I guess they have to be so versatile, but what do you like most about that group?
I like their physicality and then their IQ, and then that – those two things allow them to play fast, and you know they'll be able to make a lot of plays. You know, we're being on a second level, you can impact the game in so many ways. You know, TFL, sacks, interceptions, PBUs. You know, I want them to be able to use all those and fill the stat sheet up. So, just understanding what we can do to impact the game, how we communicate with the first level all the way back to the third level. You know, our impact is essential. So taking full advantage of that and just being the players that we expect to be by using our fundamentals, using our coaching, and at the end of the day, you know, we shouldn't stray away you know, from fatigue, you know, so just falling back to our fundamentals and our foundation.
All right, last thing for you. You've seen all of the defense. I know you're responsible for the linebackers. How do you feel like you guys are ready for the year?
I feel like we're improving, you know, the small things, you know, and Coach Thompson doesn't like to use small, but the details, you know, I'd say the details is communication, not getting beat before the snap, so aligning to certain formations and motions, and we have a veteran group, so a lot of these guys have played before, being able to play together, but just increasing the details in tackling and block destruction, being in the right place at the right time. And then, like you said, the communication with our veteran guys of being able to fix things on the run, make adjustments, and go out there and finish the game strong.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Sacramento.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, time to get to the back end of the defense, the Sharks. I love these guys back there. And Cherokee Valeria has been in this Hornet program, a part of the back-to-back-to-back conference champions for the Sacramento State Hornets. So he coaches the safeties and the corners. But you're going to kind of hear two different coaches working with that back end group. We start first with my conversation with Cherokee Valeria.
You're now totally experienced with this program. You're back. Some semblances of a new coaching staff. How excited are you for another year of Hornet football?
Very excited, especially having Andy here, being the head coach, switching over from a defensive coordinator perspective. It's one of the first times that I am going to be around a defensive head coach. I had one opportunity earlier in my career, so I'm very excited for this and seeing how this all goes together.
But apparently he can't stop that coaching bug. He still wants his hands on the defense, doesn't he?
He definitely does. He loves coaching. He loves the interactions in a room and with a position group. So he's going to take over the nickels and coach them up individually. And then we'll still have the Sharks, the two safeties, the two corners and the nickels all together in a room as we install and go forward.
But you still have a lot of responsibility for the defense. So take us to game day. What kind of things are on your shoulders?
Well, by title, it's the passing game coordinator. Well, basically, what I go through is all the intricacies of components or how we're going to handle shifts, motions, adjustments, and how we're dealing with matchup games on a week-to-week basis through our defense. So Coach Thompson is still calling defense, and I am just overseeing how we are handling those interactions.
All right, before we get to your overall defense, I want to get to the group. I mean, you've got your hands on every day. I mean, there's a lot of different elements, but if we just kind of focus in on the corners, it's nice to know you got a lot of experience coming back, don't you?
Very much so. I mean, that's what's nice. The most experience that I've had here since I've been here. So it's a delightful group to coach. They already know my standards. They know what to expect. They know what I am asking them to do, and they're doing a great job leading the younger guys that are just coming in to learn the defense as well.
It's such a difficult position to play with that experience. These guys have played a lot of college football. Does that change how you guys can cover, or you, I don't know, or if you just kind of keep your same standards?
No, it actually gives them a lot more freedom. I have a lot more trust in the guys because they are older and experienced. They've been out there before. They understand. They see offenses the same way I'm seeing it, understand situations from first down to third down to red zone to goal line. And so I give them a lot more freedom. It actually is an easier way to coach because all I got to do is tell them a little niche here, little niche there, and they're good to go.
So you got about 9-10 guys that you're responsible for in that specific group. Who should Hornet fans expect some big things from this year?
I think all of them. I mean, they all do a great job. Even from our older guys like Dylan Janelle and Caleb Nelson and Zelmar and DJ Houston, all the way down to Pat Dean, Jalen Speed, and even up-and-comers like Lamont and Elias, you know, and some of the other guys. They collectively do a great job together.
Got to ask you then about the overall defense because, I mean, you guys are all a unit. How do you feel you're looking going into the start of a year?
I'm very excited to see them play. I mean, we've been going face-to-face with our offense, and our offense is hard to cover. They do a great job shifting motion and challenging us on the perimeter in the air. I'm excited to see our guys play on Saturdays against somebody else and go up and make those plays that they're making every day in practice.
And then lastly, do you put numbers, goals, targets for the group, or, you know, kind of coach speak and get better each and every week?
Yeah, I definitely want to see them get better every week. I think we try to go into every game trying to be 1-0 that game and accomplish that game, and that allows us to be successful at the end of the year. So, of course, we want to have that, you know, that shine, I would say, at the end of the year, but it all happens week to week, game to game.
Also helping out the Sharks, a name you know, Alan Perryman, who's a great Hornet, was in the program for several years, was a part of the first team to go to the playoffs, the 2019 Big Sky Champion Hornets, worked his way around coaching a little bit, and is now back in the program. It was great to catch up with now new coach, Alan Perryman.
So we're here with a familiar name to Hornet fans. Coach Perryman is back now as coach. I know it's sunk in for you. It's hard for me at this point. What's it like being back at Sacramento State?
It's been great. It's been a great, you know, change being on this side of the, you know, football now. So being able to see how the coaching goes with it. But as far as, you know, everything going, the process has been smooth. I'm thankful for Coach Thompson for bringing me in. He's been a lot of help. Coach Cherokees has been a lot of help as well. So it's been a good change for me as well.
Obviously, you knew the coaching staff here last year, that first group that won the Big Sky, tasted the playoffs. Did you just keep connections with them as you went on your coaching career?
Oh, yeah. So I kept a lot of connection with Coach Key and then Coach Thompson as well. I spent a lot of time coming back and forth watching mm-hmm. games and, you know, just staying on top of, you know, how they're doing and how the guys doing. I kept in a lot of contact with a lot of the guys on the team. So I just, you know, I've been around as much as I could.
I know when you came here as a player, I'm sure you had visions of what has happened, but you lived the first year of it. You've seen the last two. Can you believe how successful it's been?
You know, I'm so proud of this group, of this team. I think it's been, you know, they've been getting better every single year. You know, in the past it was a little rough, but, you know, ever since that 2019 team, it's been like, you know, getting progressing into better and better and better each year. So I'm so glad to see that happening here.
Tell me about your group, the safeties and some of the guys back in the back end of the defense. What do you have back there?
And we have a lot of, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of guys that had a lot of playing time last year and over the years. I think we have a senior in our group, Kylan Ross, And then we have Cam Broussard and Gavin Davis-Smith, who also had a lot in playing time last year. I think it's going to be, you know, a good year. Those guys have been leaders in the safety room, being able to step up and help out the young guys coming in. So they've been, you know, a great help, you know, to everybody in that group.
Has that just naturally happened as time has gone on, maturing and playing a lot of football, that those three guys are kind of taking over the leadership?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's, you know, that just happens over the years. As, you know, the more time you get playing and spending your time out there on the field and then being around the guys in the locker room and stuff, I think it's just, you just naturally mature into being a leader and helping out the young guys as they, you know, progress through their 4 or 5 years.
What would you say the strength of the group you have is?
The strength, I would say, just the communication in everything of it. A lot of the guys, you know, communicate well with each other. You know, a lot of times we're out there, you know, making checks and calls. I tell them all the time, like, we got to be the point guards of the defense. So I think, you know, the communication part of it has been a real, you know, heavy strength in that room.
Do they have some freedom to make their own calls, or how does that kind of work between you
and
them?
No, not too much freedom, yeah. But, you know, when they're out there, if they see something that, you know, we may have not talked about or whatever, right. You know, we can get it corrected on the sideline and stuff like that.
I was asking the offensive coaches about your defense, so let me flip it on you. How's the offense looked in camp?
They look great. You know, they've been progressing, you know, day by day. Start off in spring really good, and I think they hit fall camp really running hard and finally clicking and, you know, figuring everything out. So I think it's been a really good – I'm really excited to see what they can do.
I'm sure you're ready to play games now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I miss it, so yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, so it's go time now.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And finally, we wrap up with Andy Thompson, the head coach, the new head coach of the Sacramento State Hornets, responsible for the whole program, but a lot of things defensively as well. Let's hear from the head coach.
All right, here with head coach, defensive coordinator, let's see, Nickelback's coach, Andy Thompson. I know there's probably more titles in there, coach, but
nope.
I got to imagine right now you're about ready to play some real games.
Super excited. We are been working for this all year since January, and it's getting closer by the day, and I'm really excited to see these guys that a lot of people don't know about. That are going to come out and play well because they've worked so hard for it. So game times are always fun. Some coaches, I don't like the games. I love the games. I love to see the players come out and perform at a high level. So we're hoping we can do that very soon.
I'm going to kind of go through, like, narrow in and then broaden out. I'll start with the Nickelback's room. That's who you're coaching. Mm-hmm. Marte Mapu, congrats to him. I mean, that had to be great for the Hornets to see him as a third-round pick for the Patriots. But, I mean, that's a huge player to be losing. But mm-hmm. when you know, like, a Jace O'Hara and some guys are coming back, tell us a little bit about that room you have.
Yeah, Jace O'Hara, Darian Pollard are the two ones that have been in the program for at least 3 years. And they got to, you know, be with Marte every day and see his work ethic and see what he did. So they've got a very good understanding of the position. But more than anything, with trying to replace somebody like Marte, you got to have other groups step up around. And we have a lot of guys back in the secondary that Marte worked with that are now a year older. We have some defensive linemen that are back that are new. You know, some of those seniors, Jet Stanley, Tyler Hardiman, Deshaun Lynch, Lake Fashola. Ben Ahu, and then obviously Armand Bailey right in the middle, and Brock Mather and Jeremy Harris. So I'm talking about a lot of guys. Yeah. I think that's what it's going to take to replace somebody as valuable as Marte.
Well, you're the head coach, but you're also, besides the Nickelbacks, you have the defense. You're still going to – you've got that itch. You've always been a defensive coordinator. How will you compartmentalize? I mean, you've got a pretty heavy game day obligation.
Yeah, I thought – I got to watch Coach Taylor do a really good job of it and saw how he set up his day, saw how he went from one thing to the next thing. So I'm trying to do it right now, and I'm in the process of that. And it's been fun to interact with the players. And when you do call the defense, you get a chance to be in there and talk to them every day and get a chance to, be a part of the scheme, which is fun. But most importantly, I can also switch modes and because I have a relationship with a lot of the offensive players. And so I will be, you know, when they're on the offense, I'm going to be glued to the offense and trying to help with decisions on going for it and where we're at and what we're doing. Coach Frescas will be the guy who's in charge of calling the plays. But, again, we've got a great offensive staff. So I think collaborating is a huge thing, and we have a lot of coaches, great coaches here, and not trying to micromanage them, but I definitely have a full plate each week on separating the different duties that I have.
Coaching staffs are so important. It's got to be refreshing to you. You've mentioned Freskus, and whether it's Coach Richardson, mm-hmm. and Cherokee. I mean, a lot of Coach LePan, names Hornet fans know, mm-hmm. but you brought in some new coaches, too, that have been getting some pretty high remarks. How do you feel about the staff you've assembled as you get ready for your first year as head coach?
So far, so it's been great. We have great camaraderie. We brought in some knowledgeable guys. Tyson Prince came from University of Washington, where they had the number one passing offense in the country. I know he's brought some great ideas, and it's been really good for that room. The players are really enjoying getting coached by him. His dad's the wide receiver coach for the Cowboys, so it comes with a great lineage of coachings. Donnell Pumphrey's been awesome. Great energy, good spirit, all-time leading rusher in the history of college football. But more than anything, cares about his players. He's the first one in the office. He's trying to develop them, and we've got a great legacy here of great running backs, and I think he's going to do a great job with that group, and he has already done a great job. And then on defense, we brought in three guys. Alan Perryman coming back, who's a Hornet fan, should know from 2019, knows exactly how we want to do things on defense, can really help transition those guys. And then for me, A.J. Cooper's been a huge, I coached linebackers for a lot of years, and he's coaching the inside linebackers, mainly so he can make adjustments during the game and have somebody, those linebackers can have somebody. And he came from Oregon State, who had the number one defense last year in the Pac-12. So I've learned some great things from him. And then Jason Slowey, a guy that's designated to help our edge rushers, and he's done a great job of that. So really am thankful. The guys that stayed have been in the program, like you said, but some of these new guys have definitely brought some great ideas.
You've been around so many coaches all the years you've done this, whether it's your dad, Coach Taylor, Coach Sowers, I mean, everywhere you've been, coach people you played for. What would you want someone to say, that's an Andy Thompson team? What does that look like to you? What would you say, I did my job if this – I mean, obviously you want to win every game. Mm-hmm. Besides that, what do you want the character of the team to look like?
Yeah, I hope they say we're smart, mm-hmm. That we don't beat ourselves. We talk about that a lot. So pre-snap penalties, I hope we're a smart football team at the end of the game and we know situations. And as coaches, we put them in the best spot, but then they know what to do. I hope they look out there and they go, man, those guys play with great effort. Man, they work hard. They are flying around. They're exciting because they are putting in, the effort on the field. We don't, we always talk about not walking on the field. Mm-hmm. Don't disrespect the game by walking. You're jogging or you're running where you're going. And then I hope we're attacking. Mm-hmm. I hope we're fun to watch. I hope we score a bunch of points and we're attacking. And on defense, the same thing. Special teams, returning kicks, blocking punts. I hope we're attacking. And then I hope they look out there and they go, man, these guys never quit. They are resilient. Doesn't matter what the score is, doesn't matter the situation, the weather, they are resilient and they come out and they are ready to roll. And then lastly, I hope they see that, man, they're mindful. They're staying in the moment. They're not, they're not thinking about the play that maybe just was bad. They're going on to the next play. Or if they make a good one, they're moving on. And that they're having some fun.
Yeah.
This is college football. This is a great time of their life. I feel I'm very blessed is probably the best word to be coaching, and I hope our guys and the fans see that we are enjoying our time out there and thankful to be at Sacramento State.
I know you haven't had your first game as the head coach yet, but you've been in so many of these battles. Does it the position feel like it's everything you wanted it to be, or I guess it's still learning in progress?
It's a great question.
There's a lot to it, isn't there?
There's a lot to it, yeah. And each day is different. Mm. And so I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. I really enjoy being the leader, mm-hmm. and I feel very comfortable doing that. I do wake up a lot more with things I got to write down than I ever have, uh-huh. especially in the morning. And having three boys and being married, you don't want to, you want to make sure you're a great dad and you're a great husband, and that's important to me. So juggling those balls, I'm getting better every day. But, man, it's a lot of fun. And 43 years old and getting to do something that I love, I truly do feel very lucky to be in this position.
overview of the season ahead as you just kind of look? I mean, you know, I know you're going to take it game by game, but you know, you've seen the schedule. The non-league's challenging. League is great. Just how do you think that lays out for the Hornets?
I think just like every year, there are challenges. Mm-hmm. How we respond, how mindful we are with our daily habits will really show up on Saturday. And so I do think there's some quality opponents. We play in a great league. Got some great challenges in the non-league. We got some big road games. So, again, we didn't start this process today.
Right.
We started this process back in January, and we really set out to build great habits, championship habits. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see how we handle those things. You know, we've talked in the past, mature teams win championships. And so you got to be able to handle all that goes into a season. And we want it to be positive, and we want to build it for the long haul. So hopefully when these guys get done playing football, they're going to be ready for whatever they want to do in life.
Yeah.
And we can empower them with those habits that they're successful, just not on the field but off.
All right, last thing for you, Coach. We've talked a lot about the defense. We've mentioned some things offensively. But for you, you're going to oversee all of it. You've got to be reassured that so much experience in the offensive line. A lot of skill players are back. Now, quarterbacks are new, and that's mm-hmm. a big part of the game. But just that side of the ball has been so good in camp, and so far it looks really good too. How do you feel about your offense?
I think they're doing a great job. I think the execution has been really high. I think these guys have worked at it since January. This isn't something that we just roll out the ball. In our program, we always want to be working on our skill development. We want to be able to throw the ball. We want to be able to run the ball. And so I think the chemistry there is continuing to get better every day. We have some very talented guys when the ball's in their hands, and it's going to be exciting for Hornet fans to see that. And I'm excited to not have to call defense against them every day and try to go against somebody else, because I use the word explosive. There's a lot of those guys, and I think we have a chance to be very explosive, and that's one of our goals. We want to have at least, you know, 8 explosive plays every game, over 20 yards. If you're doing that, you have a very high probability of winning football games. And I do think the offense is doing that, and they're doing a good job of pushing it. And we want to play with great pace. We want to be a team that can go as fast as we need to or slow it down and be able to finish games. So definitely excited to watch our offense.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I know Hornet fans are excited. I know you're excited. I can't wait for the games to get going. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate everything you do, and Stingers up, and look forward to everybody getting to that first home game.
All right, my thanks to Craig Paulson, Jason Slowey, A.J. Cooper, Cherokee Valeria, Alan Perryman, and, of course, head coach Andy Thompson. Well, game one coming up Thursday, Thibodaux, Louisiana. Make sure you check us out on the radio as Steve McElroy and I, Danny Sullivan, will all be on the road, hopefully calling another Hornet victory. We'll see. The Hornets have a nice regular season win streak going. But as they did a year ago, and they did 2 years ago, and the year prior to that, they really lock in, focus in week by week. Week one's a little bit of a mystery. You don't know what you got with your own squad, and certainly we don't know a lot about Nicholls State. We can look at last year's record, but a lot of changes in that program. They did go 3-8 last year. Same league as Incarnate Word, same league as Texas A&M Commerce, who the Hornets are going to face next week. So they're going to have to be in on their game, that's for sure, and see if they can start out with a quality road win and get this thing going in the right direction and help support their 10th ranked spot to begin the season. All right, that's it. My thanks again to the coaches. We'll be back next week to recap game one and then look ahead to game two, the home opener against Texas A&M Commerce next week. That's it for us. Have a great week. Go Hornets, Stingers up. And thank you so much for listening to the Stingers Up Hornet Football Podcast.